Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Avraham Goldreyer, and today Maseches Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel, the fifth parak, Hechol Yo. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ragoy Dvar Inish Inun Arnvim Bey, a person's feet are his guarantors, Lasid Misbae Taman Mavun Yase. To where he is summoned, there they lead him." Rashi explains that when one's time comes, his feet bring him to the place where he's meant to die. The Gemara brings an incident that illustrates this principle. One day Shlomo Melech saw that the Malchum Mavis was sad and asked him why. The Malchum Mavis answered that he's being demanded up to take two of Shlomo Melech's scribes who sit there in the court, and he has been unable to. When Shlomo Melech heard this, he tried to help his scribes escape by handing them over to demons, and he sent them to the town of Luz, a city where the Malchum Mavis has no rule. But when they reached the gates of the town, the Malchum Mavis was waiting for them, and they died before entering the city. The next day, Shlomo Melech saw that the Malchum Mavis is happy and asked him why. He answered that Shlomo Melech sent them to the very place that they were demanded of him to take away their lives. Immediately, Shlomo Melech said, "A person's feet are his guarantors. To where he's summoned, they lead him." Point number two is Tanna Brisa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said, "K'sha'inu smechim simchas beis ha'shoeva, lorinu shenu be'einenu." When we would rejoice at the simchas beis ha'shoeva, our eyes would see no sleep for all of Sukkot's household. The first half of the day was the tamid shel shachar. From there, we proceeded to tefillah, then to the musaf, then to tefillah for musaf, then to the beis hamidrash to learn. From there, we went to a suda, and then to mincha, and then to the tamid shel ben arba'im. Mikan ve'elach simchas beis ha'shoeva. And from then on, the rest of the night, we devoted ourselves to the simchas beis ha'shoeva until the next morning, when the cycle would begin again. When the Gemara brings a proof that people cannot stay awake for even 3 days, the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yeshua meant, "Lo ta'amnu tam shena." We did not enjoy a proper sleep, for they'd only doze on each other's shoulders. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis stated that during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Levim with their countless number of instruments stood on the 15 steps that led down from the Ezrus Yisrael to the Ezrus Nashim, Keneged Chamesh Yisrael Shir Amal Shibat Tehillim, which correspond to the 15 songs of ascent found in Tehillim. On our Daf, Rav Chisda asked a rabbi who would explain a Gadata to him for the source for these 15 Shir Amalos. And the rabbi related that when David excavated the pits beneath the Mizbeach, the waters of the deep came up and threatened to flood the world. David asked if anyone knew if it was permitted to write down the divine name on a shard and cast in the deep so that the waters will calm down. Eventually, Achitofel, David's mentor, made a kal v'chomer and reasoned that if the divine name is permitted to be erased to bring shalom between a man and his wife in the case of a sota, all the more so would be permitted to do so to bring peace for the whole world. He permitted David to do so, and the deep subsided 16,000 amos. When David saw that the water had subsided to such a great extent, he said that the higher the water, the more moist and fertile the earth will be. He recited the 15 Shir Amalos and brought the water back up 15,000 amos until there were only 1,000 amos below the earth's surface. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ragoy debar inish inun arnvim bay, a person's feet are his guarantors, lasid misbae taman movin yase. To where he's summoned, there they lead him." Rush explains that when one's time comes, his feet brings him to the place where he's meant to die. The Gemara brings an incident that illustrates the principle. One day, Shlomo Melech saw that the Malchum Avis was sad and asked him why. The Malchum Avis answered that he's being demanded of to take two of Shlomo Melech's scribes who sit there in the court, and he has been unable to. When Shlomo Melech heard this, he tried to help his scribes escape by handing them over to demons, and he sent them to the town of Luz, a city where the Malchum Avis has no rule. But when they reached the gates of the town, the Malchum Mavis was waiting for them, and they died before entering the city. The next day, Shlomo Melech saw that the Malchum Mavis was happy and asked him why. He answered that Shlomo Melech sent them to the very place that they were demanded of him to take away their lives. Immediately, Shlomo Melech said, "A person's feet are his guarantors. To where he's summoned, they lead him." Point number two, it was taught in a brace where Yeshua ben Chananya said, "K'sha'inu smechim simchas beis ha'shoeva, lo re'inu shena be'einenu." When we would rejoice at the simchas beis ha'shoeva, our eyes would see no sleep for all of Sukkot in the household. The first hour of the day was the tamid shel shachar. From there, we proceeded to tefillah, then to the musaf, then to the tefillah for musaf, then to the beis hamidrash to learn. From there, we went to a suda, and then to mincha, and then to the tamid shel ben arba'im. Mikan ve'elach simchas beis ha'shoeva. From then on, the rest of the night, we devoted ourselves to the simchas beis ha'shoeva until the next morning, when the cycle would begin again. When the Gemara brings a proof that people cannot stay awake for even 3 days, the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yeshua meant, "Lo ta'amnu tam shena." We did not enjoy a proper sleep, for they would only doze on each other's shoulders. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis stated that during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Levim with their countless number of instruments stood on the 15 steps that led down from the Ezrus Yisrael to the Ezrus Nashim, Keneged Chamesh Yisrael Shir Amalos Shibat Tehillim, which correspond to the 15 songs of ascent found in Tehillim. On our Daf, Rav Chisda asked a rabbi who would explain a Gadata to him for the source of these 15 shiramos. And the rabbi related that when David excavated the pits beneath the Mizbeach, the waters of the deep came up and threatened to flood the world. David asked if anyone knew if it's permitted to write the divine name on a shard and cast it into the deep so that the waters will calm down. Eventually, Achitofel, David's mentor, made a kavachomer and reasoned that if the divine name is permitted to be erased to bring shalom between a man and his wife in the case of a sota, all the more so will be permitted to do so to bring peace for the whole world. He permitted David to do so, and the deep subsided 16,000 amas. When David saw that the water subsided to such a great extent, he said that the higher the water, the more moist and fertile the earth will be. He recited the 15 shiramos and brought the water back up 15,000 amas until there were only 1,000 amas below the surface. All right, so now we go to our simon for Daf Nun Gimel, and our standard simon is a Nigerian prince. A Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, who was mourning the loss of his two scribes, overheard nonstop rejoicing in a shul that lasted for 7 days straight, featuring a massive orchestra that played on 15 steps. Once again, in slow motion. The Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince who was mourning the loss of his two scribes, which reminds of Rabbi Yochanan said, Ragoy Dubar Inish Inun Arvin Be, a person's feet are his guarantors, Lasid de Misbae, Taman Mavun Yasef, to where he's summoned, there they lead him. Rashi explains that when one's time comes, his feet bring him to the place where he's meant to die. The Gemara brings the incident of Shlomo Melch, who tried unsuccessfully to save his two scribes from the Malchim Mavis when he sent them to lose. So the Nigerian prince, who was mourning the loss of his two scribes, overheard nonstop rejoicing in a shul that lasted for 7 days straight. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brace where Bishuv Mechananya said that when we rejoice at the Simcha's Beis HaShoeva, our eyes would see no sleep for all of Sukkot, and proceeds to detail the activities that occurred from the beginning of the day through the night. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Yeshua meant that they did not enjoy a proper sleep, for they would only doze on each other's shoulders. So the Nigerian prince, who was mourning the loss of his two scribes, overheard nonstop rejoicing in a shul that lasted for 7 days straight, featuring a massive orchestra that played on 15 steps. Which reminds us, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis stated that during the Simcha's Beis HaShoeva, the Levim, with their countless number of instruments, stood on the 15 steps that led down from the Ezer Yisrael to the Ezer Nashim, connected the Chamish Yisrael Shirah Malos Shebetehillim, connected the 15 Shirah Malos that are in Tehillim. The Gemara brings the source for the 15 Shirah Malos. When David HaMelech was excavating the pits beneath the Mizbech, the waters of the deep came up and threatened to flood the world. When David saw that the water had subsided to a depth of 16,000 amos after he had thrown a shard with Hashem's name on it, based on Achitofel's Kavachomer from the Sota, he said that the higher the water, the more moist and fertile the earth will be. So he recited the 15 Shirah Malos and brought the water back up 15,000 amos until there were only 1,000 amos below the earth's surface. So once again, the Nigerian prince, who was mourning the loss of his two scribes, overheard nonstop rejoicing in a shul that lasted for 7 days straight, featuring a massive orchestra that played on 15 steps. All right, now it's time to go to our four blah back chazara. Daf Mem Tes, so the simmer Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we use a butcher. So here goes. The butcher of Breshi's meats. Butcher, meats, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Tes. The butcher of Breshi's meats, who used a picture of the shisin for his logo, which reminds us the Gemara brings sources that the shisin into which the libations flowed exists from the beginning of creation. It was taught in the Kamer of Ishmael. The Torah begins with the word Breshis, Altikra Breshis, Elo Barashis. Do not pronounce it Breshis in the beginning, but rather Barashis, he created Shis. Another Bryce of disputes is maintaining that the Shisim were man-made excavations. So the butcher of Breshis meets, who used a picture of the Shisim for his logo, sponsored Chalon for the Bachrim who did acts of Chesed, because they were greater than Tzedakah. Which reminds us, Gemilas Chassadim are greater than Tzedakah in three matters. One, Tzedakah is only done with one's money, whereas Gemilas Chassadim are done with one's body and with one's money. Two, Tzedakah is only given to the poor, whereas Gemilas Chassadim are performed for both the poor and the rich. And number three, Tzedakah is only performed for the living, whereas Gemilas Chassadim are for both the living and the dead. So the butcher of Breshi's meats, who used a picture of the Shisin for his logo, sponsored Chon for the Bachrim who did acts of Chesed, because they were greater than Tzedakah. And he made sure to always teach others what he had learned. Which reminds me, we have two different pshatim what the words Torah's Chesed mean in the Pasuk Pia Pascha B'Chachma, but Torah's Chesed Aloshona. One pshat is that Torah learned Lashma is referred to as Torah's Chesed, where Torah learned Shalom Lashma is not Torah's Chesed. The other pshat is that Torah that is learned with the intention of teaching to others is referred to as a Torah B'Chesed. However, a Torah that's learned without the intention of teaching it to others is considered a Torah that is not of Chesed. Daf Nun. So the Simmer Daf Nun is a nincompoop. So here goes. The nincompoop, that must be more on Daf Nun. The nincompoop who bumped into a golden barrel of unconsecrated water, which reminds us that just as Nisach HaMayim was performed on a weekday, it was performed on Shabbos, except that the Kohen would not draw the water from the Meshulach on Shabbos itself, rather on every Shabbos he would fill a Chavishol Zahav She'enim Kodesh, an unconsecrated barrel from the Shiloh, and have it in the chamber used the next day. Ze'iri said the reason an unconsecrated barrel was used was because the Tamar Mishnah maintains that Kli Sharis Mekadshim Shiloh Medas, that a Kli Sharis sanctified the continents without intention. If one brought the water in a Kli Sharis on every Shabbos, it become possible through Lina. Chizkiah said the Kli Sharis does not sanctify except with dust, so there's no concern of actual Lina. However, there were gozer that should be placed in an unconsecrated vessel, lest onlookers see the water in a Kli Sharis and assume it was sanctified with dust. So the nincompoop who bumped into a golden barrel of unconsecrated water and dropped his flute into it, as a choir sang, which reminds us, the opening mission of the fifth parak states that the chalil, the flute playing that accompanied the Simchas Beis Shoshuev, was not Docher Shabbos Yantav, and the Gemara explains because it was merely there to enhance rejoicing. It's not a true avoda, and therefore not Docher Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi explained in Malchokas regarding the flute playing for the Shir Shal Karban. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yudah holds that it is Docher Shabbos because Iker Shir Bakli, the essential Shir, is with instruments, va'avodahi, and therefore it's deemed an avoda and is Docher Shabbos. Whereas Rabban held it was not Docher Shabbos or Yanta because Iker Shir Bapeh, the essential Shir, is vocal, and the instrumental accompaniment is not an avoda, and so is not Docher Shabbos. So the nincompoop who bumped into a golden barrel of unconsecrated water and dropped his flute into it, as a choir sang, pulled out an ancient wooden one from his pocket, and continued on his way. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice regarding the suitability of clay shards that were fashioned from wood. Revi's postal them, and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yudah's makshah them. Wamshan in the Machokas is whether Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar, whether we can derive a possibility from an impossibility. Do we derive the suitability of wood for other clay shards where metal would serve as well, from the case of Moshe's wood and flute where metal would not have served as well, since a metal flute would not have sounded so sweet? Or perhaps since the flute had to be made of reed, no proof can be brought for the other clay shards. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yudah's Maksha wooden vessels holds Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar, whereas Rabbi, who is posting them, holds Lo Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar.
Daf Nunalf. So Sim Daf Nunalf is beaver pelt hats. So here goes.
The Beaver Pelt Hat Society. Beaver pelt hats. That must be one Daf Nunalf. Nah. The Beaver Pelt Hat Society enjoying a concert of vocalists with no instrumentation, which reminds us that the source was brought for the one who holds that Iker Shira Bakli, and for the other one who holds Iker Shira Bafeh. So the Beaver Pelt Hat Society enjoying a concert of vocalists with no instrumentation and fascinated by the stage that seemed to undulate like waves, which reminds us, whoever did not see the Simcha's Beis HaShoeva never saw Simcha in his days. Whoever didn't see Yerushalayim in its splendor, Lo Ra Krach Nechmad Ma'olam, never saw a delightful city in his life. Whoever did not see the base of Migdash when it stood, referring to the one built by Hurdos, never saw a binyan mefor, a magnificent structure in his life. The Gemara describes how the different color marble that was used made the walls appear like they were undulating, like waves. So the Beaver Pelt Hat Society, enjoying a concert of vocalists with no instrumentation and fascinated by the stage walls that seemed to undulate like waves, sat in a section of the massive auditorium where poor Beaver Pelt Hat wearers could find them. Which reminds us, whoever did not see the Diapostone of Alexandria at Mitzrayim never saw the glory of Yisrael. It was a massive basilica. The Chazon HaKnesses need to stand on a platform in the center and wave a flag to indicate to people when to say Amen. And people sat in sections according to the profession. When a poor person came, he would find his fellow craftsmen and seek employment. Daf Nun Beis. So the Simmer Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The female newbies to Yiddishkeit who sat up in the balcony away from the men to hear a shir about the Yetzer Hara, which reminds us that Rav brought a pasuk from Zechariah's vision of the war of Gog and Magog and the Hespedim over the death of Mashiach ben Yosef, where the women and men were separated to teach that it was permissible to make the Tikkun Gadol, the balcony for the women in the Ezus Nashim, so they shouldn't mingle with the men at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. If in the future when the world will be involved in the Hesped and the Yetzer Hara has no power over them as it will be eradicated, yet the Torah said that the men and women should mourn separately, then all the more so at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva when they are involved in Simcha and the Yetzer Hara has power over them, all the more so they should be separated. So the female newbies to Yiddishkeit who sat up in the balcony away from the men to hear a shir about the Yetzer Hara were shown pictures of mountains and strands of hair, which reminds us that there's a Malchus Ridos in the Rabban regarding the nature that has been mentioned above. One said it was over Mashiach ben Yosef who had been killed in battle, and one said it would be for the Yetzer Hara which will have been eradicated. The grass, why does the eradication of the Yetzer Hara warrant weeping? And answers, the Rav Yudah expounded that in the future, Kadosh Baruch will bring the Yetzer Hara and shecht it in the presence of Tzaddikim and the Rishayim. To the Tzaddikim, the Yetzer Hara will appear like a high mountain that can hardly be scaled, and to the Rishayim will appear like a strand of hair that can easily be snapped. They will both cry. That Tzaddikim will weep and say, how were we able to overcome such a high mountain? And the Rishayim will weep and say, how were we not able to overcome
the strand of hair. So the female newbies to Yiddishkeit, who sat up in the balcony away from the men to hear a shiur about the Yetzer Hara, were shown pictures of mountains and strands of hair, and taught the different meanings of its seven names. Which reminds us that Rav Avir expanded others say it was Rabbi Shimon Levi, that Shiva Shem was Yeshua Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara has seven different names. We also learn from the incident where Abai became despondent because he said he would have not been able to restrain himself from sin if he had been walking with a woman, was told by Eliyahu Navi, Kol Gadol Mechaver Yitzchok Gadol Hamenu. Whoever is greater than his fellow, his Yetzer Hara is greater than his fellows as well. So Rabbi Shimon Lakish said, Yitzchok Shal Adam Yisgabro Lav B'chol Yom U'mevakesh L'Amiso. A man's Yetzer Hara threatens every day to overpower him and seeks to kill him. V'imalei Kodesh Baruch Hu She'ozu Lo Einu Yochel Lo. And if not for Kodesh Baruch Hu aids him, he would be unable to withstand it. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.